on the menu.
We got jerk chicken,
jerk pork,
muscovite fish,
fried chicken,
curry kung
soup,
food and refreshment on sale.
Starting from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Regular tickets now on sale at Eventbrite.ca.
Or Jennacott, Glambox, Mongo Bay, and Frontline Restaurant. Or contact them at 438-229-4257. And do remember, keep it out the gate.
Take the date and don't be late.
There's a capacity limit, so get your ticket now.
High quantity lasts.
For more information, DM us on Instagram
at Ray Authentic Cuisine.
And that's why mixing up.
Sadie's presents A Barbecue in the Park on Jean-Baptiste Day, Friday, June 24th from noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Côte Sainte-Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue and jerk, curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides and homemade juices, and sweet treats. All plates, $18 or less. So come out and enjoy the outside with Baby and the crew, Friday, June 24th at Mackenzie King Park.
We Groove Records and QCJA Productions presents Uptown Reggae Night, Sunday, July 3rd at La Belle Mall, featuring for Toronto 12-time Juno nominee Blessed and Montreal's own Sabu, backed by the Gaia Band. Special guest Kayla Allen and music by DJ Big Worm. Doors open 8 p.m. Show starts 9 p.m. Uptown Reggae Night, Sunday, July 3rd at La Belle Mall, 4483 St. Laurent Boulevard. Advanced tickets of $20 available at Eventbrite and select locations across town. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
This is only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
Hip hop.
Love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to write a song to Tracy on this right here. I'm gonna get to my Tory Lanez bag this morning. Montreal, my city, we're doing back-to-back interviews. There's so much things going on. Oh, boy. I think today or over the weekend, a beautiful movie's coming out, Dear Jackie, highlighting Jackie Robinson, the first black man in Major League Baseball. Think about the obstacles he had to overcome. Boston is still racist right now, Sales. So I said, you know what, this morning, we're going to get the director on. He's actor, director, Mr. Henry Pardo. You know he's a visionary because not everybody could direct. We don't have that much black directors in Canada, so we got to salute them. So this morning, I'd like to welcome to the show, Mr. Henry Pardo. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
No, this is my pleasure. Listen, first and foremost, man, thank you for directing. Thank you for acting. I know you've been in Taking Lives and a whole bunch of, you've been in a whole bunch of different major productions. But the fact that you're directing movies and the fact that you directed this beautiful movie about Jackie Robinson, thank you for the culture. Because listen, if you didn't do it, I don't know who's going to do it.
No, it's true. It's quite wonderful to be directing films and making films, and especially about black culture. Like, there's so many stories to tell. This is just the beginning, I'm sure.
Okay.
It is, but I have to say, good morning, Henry. I have to say that I've been following you for a while because I do work in production, and I was always inspired. When I was looking to get into the industry, it was so difficult for me to find people that looked like me or that maybe wanted to push, la representativité. In the media and the film industry. And I was so happy when I found you because I could tell at the time you had Black Wolf Mathers. You also had a program for, emerging filmmakers. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that and what pushed you to, want to give back and want to help the young filmmakers like develop in this industry that we know is not, they're not enough of people represented?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's what I do. That's what we do is try to get emerging filmmakers together and even seasoned filmmakers also together. I mean, and it's a bit of a reflection of Little Burgundy also. What I've learned during the film is the solidarity that's really strong in the neighborhood. And that's what we're trying to do as filmmakers also, is just create a network of filmmakers. Mm-hmm. May they have a bit of experience or a lot. I find that being alone in this industry, so yeah, it is lonely and stuff, but it's just hard, right? You got to convince every people every step of the way out of everything. But while you're developing a project and you're with brothers and sisters, the sit-downs are tremendous, and you just have the leaps are just like giant, right? And we get together. So with Black Wealth, with Black Wealth Media, my company, and other companies also, like Black on Black Films, we get together and we teach, we mentor, and we get things done. You know, we move forward.
And so you mentioned the movie, and so how did you go from, you know, having your different avenues and then coming up with the idea for Dear Jackie? Because there's so many other documentaries and movies about Jackie Robinson. How did that came to you as a filmmaker?
Well, I think it's two things. It's the love of the city and the love of my culture. And in the culture, there's jazz, there's boxing, there's resilience. And that's been in my soul for a while, you know, trying to figure out how to put them all together. And it just like came together because Jackie Robinson was here, and the spotlight, the exceptionalism that was made from this moment in history where everything seemed perfect, right? White and black could get together and all that. But as I was digging in and talking to historians like Dorothy Williams, I really noticed that there was a schism between these two lives that had to be explored. And writing a letter to Jackie Robinson is the whole thing about being linked to the ancestors, right?
Yeah.
We often do that. We often like look to the earth or trees or skies and just ponder on our ancestors. So why not have a conversation with one of them that has accomplished a lot and tell it like it is? Like when you talk to a brother or sister, you say like, yo, this is not right, or this is good. We've been doing good. And you're not here, but we're handling it, you know, or we're not, stuff like that. So I think it's a nice way to have a conversation with us, basically. That's what I wanted to have. A film that talked about us, yeah, fine, but that is for us, yeah. And so we can appreciate it, you know?
Totally. And the documentary is coming today, is coming out today. In many different places. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, you know, the whole process that you had to go through? Because it's not your first double feature. However, it is a process. And me, as an aspiring filmmaker, I would like to, maybe if you could share some of your journey and story in making that movie and coming out with it.
Yeah, it was it's always a long journey. This was about 3 to 4 years of intense development and research. Through that, there was the pandemic, of course. That wasn't easy, but then again, you know, it shows how wonderful our people are about just saying, like, we had to stop production at one point. And I had my characters call me up and say, no, let's go. We've been in a pandemic before. We've been isolated before.
Yeah.
Come down to the Bergs. Let's continue the conversation. We got stuff to say. So we continued on, of course, being very careful and stuff. But we continued on. But there was some rough patches. I mean, as you know, black trauma is a heavy thing. It brings on black fatigue. I mean, I had to fall down on my knees because just hearing all these stories and honestly being responsible to, you know, I had people trust me with their lives, with,
yeah.
their, mm-hmm. with all this stuff that's so important to them. So you sort of feel the weight of the world at one point to just funnel this properly out of hours of interviews to make it in a 90-minute film. So there were rough patches, but I've felt so like encouraged by everybody in the community to get this thing done because these things had to be said.
Definitely, and I'm looking forward to watching the movie today, later tonight. I have to ask you, because I know that you're currently working on something. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your upcoming projects? As I almost made it to your set, so that's how I know. That's
yeah. Listen, Henry, listen, we got Luke Tracy in. We got Luke Tracy in. No. Montreal, my city. We are talking with Henry Pardo. Man, listen, what a great journey. New Brunswick of Haitian parents, screenwriter, director, actor, editor, creator, and producer. Man, goddamn, it's so important.
Lot.
Henry, you're so important to culture because filmmakers are another version of storytellers, and you know, and this is how we build our village. You know, this is how we carry on our legacy. So filmmakers, you guys are so instrumental to the story of Black culture. So Henry, man, yo, kudos to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I mean, that's what I say to the people that are mentored by our group, is we are the modern day griots, right? We got to get out there and tell the story, make sure that our culture is nice and alive. And yeah, my two other projects are quite like also very, very intense. I'm doing one called Afro Canada. So it's a four part docuseries on Afro-Canadian history. So it's 400 years of beautifulness.
Damn, Henry, you gonna tell the truth, Henry? Henry, you gonna tell the truth? Henry, you gonna tell the truth? That Nova Scotia and New Brunswick is our down south? You gonna tell the truth? You and Dorothy Williams, huh?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, exactly. So that's out on August 13th on Radio-Canada. It's like, and that was amazing because it was really a collective effort.
Yeah.
We were like a bunch of filmmakers together trying to like, what are we going to do with history? Are we just going to dive into trauma or just dates? Or how are we going to like, this is our history and this is our way of telling it, you know? So that's really incredible. And now I just finished shooting my first feature film called Carnaval. Sort of a fantastical take on my family's arriving on this strange planet called Canada and how we...
How we
deal with stuff, you know, to stay linked to Haiti in every way we can.
Well, Henry, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm actually really happy and honored that I was able to do your interview today. So Dear Jackie will open in theaters today in Montreal at Cinéma du Musée, the Cinémathèque Québécoise, Cinéma Public et Cinéma Moderne. I know there are some special screenings with you. Where can we find you today?
Could you repeat your question?
Yes.
So
I know that there's going to be special screenings with you in attendance. Do you want to tell the people where they can find you?
Yeah. Let me zip out my phone. I'm going to be, well, for the next like 5 or 6 showings, I'll be there at the end for the Q&As to meet people. Because, I mean, it's great to make films and stuff, but meeting the public, that's the ultimate thing, right? It's just the exchange is there. It's live, right? Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to meet people at the end of every screening for the next week.
Awesome. So you heard him, Dear Jackie. You have to go watch it. We'll put all the links on our page if you want to go and see where you can find it and find Henry to ask him some questions after the documentary. Again, thank you so much, Henry.
Thanks for the love, you too. I really appreciate this time.
All right, man. Henry's the man. Yo, my niece is in that movie too. So shout out to Jazz Marie, man. Hey, party.
Oh, Jazz Marie's your niece. Oh,
yeah. Jazz
is my with that. She's amazing. She's like,
don't worry, man. I'm that uncle, man. Oh, we're going to ride her to the top, man. I'm going to all the sets. I'm taking it to Nickelodeon, to Pepsi, to Coca Cola. Big up yourself, Jazz Marie. Yeah. Oh boy, Henry Pardo, you the man. He put everybody in Burgundy in that movie, man. Shout out to Pat Dillon as well, man. She's been down with the film agency for a long time, man. Doing great work, Henry.
That's right.
Till we meet again. Well, I guess we'll talk to you in August for the next movie.
Yes.
You're doing great things, man. Keep it up, sir, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
It's them lobby boys for me.
Yeah. What's going on? This is really lobby boys. Cat. Yeah.
Don't make me slide. Huh. Pull up with one of the guys. And I'm hoping he won't be surprised. When I pull up the one on his side, don't make me slide. And I'm hoping I catch him on lock. And it's only a matter of time.
Money and power, know that the city is ours. Spin it again, pull up with killers and robbers. Get your little homies devoured. Energy. I got that right type of energy. Hold up, let's take a little time out. Shout out to all of my enemies. I ain't no regular rap. They know I live what I rap.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on, Montreal. Hold on, Montreal. It's the big homie birthday today. The big homie Sales. It's the Earth Strong today. Big up yourself, Sales. You know, we at the barbecue. If you didn't get the invite tomorrow, I ain't feel you. I got the black Hennessy for you, young king. My homie for over 20 years. You know what I mean? I was in the studio with Sales on Dash and Nate when nobody was out there. We've been making music, hosting stuff over 20 years. So big up Sales, HLR, it's Earth Strong today. You know how we do things. It's the morning detour. We locked it.
Stop. And I'm hoping I catch him on lock. And it's only a matter of time. Bro to be out of his mind. Don't make me slide. Don't make me slide. Don't make me slide. Don't make me slide.
Money and power. We got the money and power. Know that the city is ours. Spin it again. Pull up with killers and robbers. Get your little homies devoured. Energy, energy, energy. I got that right type of energy. Hold up, let's take a little time out. Shout out to all of my enemies. I ain't no regular rap. They know I live what I rap. Showed up in front of your girl house. She the one told you I'm that. It never mattered with that cause. Not even showing a back cut. Most of my homies is inmates. Most of my women is escorts. Like it or love it. They call me kissing a model in public. I'm on a 100. Hurry, sick, you're bugging. You only live once, so it's... Hey, they send me, how about the coupe? All of this jewelry, I'm cute. Hey, I am the truth. The rollie is yellow, the diamonds is blue.
Don't make me slide. Purple one of the guys. And I'm hoping he won't be surprised. When I pull up the one on his side, don't make me slide. And I'm hoping I catch him on lock. And it's only a matter of time. Bro to be out of his mind. Don't make me slide.
I see his face and I'm wigging out. I don't waste time with getting clout. I got some money to figure out. I feel like the mayor. You don't jacket, you a hater. I'm one of the n- who made you. I'm the creator. My hope was dying, I feel like the savior. They feel like nobody could save us. We ain't have trip and we ain't have flavors. All that we knew that nobody could play us. We was on timing. We was on timing. I ain't no beef for coming to profit. One life, so designed it. The slimy, the slimin'. It's robbery, the diamonds. Get money in the cold. And change the climate, and I put all of the deals behind it. All of my shoes are coming alignment. Say we got people you ducking and hiding. All of my shooters is coming to find it.
For the block, to the top, don't stop. Can't you see? Yeah, yeah. How to ball, how to get like me. How to ball like an MVP. Okay. Yeah, man. For the block to the top, getting these checks till these racks on me. Hit you out of flex, how to get like me. Okay. How to ball like an MVP. And if it's static, we getting down. And if it's static, then shoot around. I was hopping the trend as a juvenile. Now rolling the Royce just to get around. I was gone for a minute, it been a while. I need a show with the biggest crowd. Damn. I need to watch with the biggest down. It's time to go crazy, my niggas said they didn't forever praying, left turn around. Yeah, a product of public housing. My young niggas hungry and starving. Ain't really no options to make it out. These young niggas hustling and robbing. I done went, then I tried to the garden. Black man, on my back is the target. Come up, y'all, back in the market. Get f***ed by what talking. Can't be tamed, I'm lawless. Came from a one-bedroom apartment. Rooms in my ceiling, all in my closet. Yeah, I'm from a block where you can't go. Young niggas dealing bitches like a Van Gogh. You see, how to ball, how to get like me, how to ball like an MVP, okay, yeah, for the black to the top, getting these checks, all these racks on me, on me.
Y'all, my city, welcome back to the morning detour. This weekend is Grand Prix weekend. We are very honored this morning. We have some real life celebrities. These guys were the pinnacle of dance and excellence. They've been featured with dancers such as Beyonce and Missy and Megan Trainor. They've modeled for haute couture. They've done high profile commercials, movie, TV appearances. I have one half of Late Twins on this morning detour this Friday. Aloha, Little Beast. How you doing, King?
Yeah, one of the best beats online. The cutest pieces not with me.
So this Friday, you guys have a beautiful party going on. It's called The Twin Show. It's happening on Friday at 10 p.m. at Restaurant Tuscolo, 1466 Crescent. So what could Montrealers expect seeing the Twins? You guys come to Montreal pretty often, right?
We've been here for years, though. I was here with for Michael Jackson, Cirque du Soleil,
I've been here for so many different shows in Formula One. I'm actually really familiar with them. I've been with them for many different events worldwide. So right now it's like my second time since forever stepping out here in Montreal doing my thing. But I'm mainly here for my TV show that I actually built out here called Revolution. But
yeah,
because it's the same time as the Grand Prix, why not? But it's actually not a show I'm going to do out there. It's not a show. I'm actually just going to finally have fun.
Yeah.
Friday night and just coming out with my team, playing music, and if maybe going to dance a little, you know what I'm saying?
Like, no, you got to dance. I want to tell you, a couple of years ago, I stumbled on a YouTube video of these two guys, these two twin brothers, and it was you guys. And you guys were doing some moves. You guys were doing some moves in the thing, and it was super duper crazy. It's like, yo, these guys, where they move their body is wild. How do you guys come up with all these different kind of cadences and transitions? It's God-given, isn't it?
It is a gift. My mom, you know, a talent is what we good at, you know, basketball, everything else, whatever, games, whatever. That's a talent, I would say, but the gift to dance the way I do it, I never start dance. It's been in me. It's like I dance better than I speak English.
Stop.
It's just like for me, it's impossible to actually see or meet someone and say, oh, I don't know how to dance. No, it's because people actually put dance education, how the way they see dance in life. Dance is however you feel, sad, kind, lovely. The way I'm looking at you right now, if I put you on mute with all the movement you do when you actually speak, you're dancing, but you don't know. So it's just about experience. I'm just myself, that ass.
No, I love that. You guys have done teaching. You guys have taught workshops all across the world. What does it feel like to do your passion and express it and share it with people across the world? Because I've seen videos with you guys in, man, exotic countries, and I see the faces of these upcoming dancers, the way they look up to you guys. How do you guys feel sharing your knowledge and your passion?
I want to answer your question by, first of all, we have a workshop right now coming up on the 25th here in Montreal. It's going to be big.
Boom.
On the 25th, my workshop here in Montreal. That's one. Second, share it is a part of my blood. We a lot of kids at home. I'm the last one. We all dancing and anything. Like, share is normal for us. When you have a big family, share is obvious.
Yeah.
And third, my mom would say you have a gift is to give to other people. You don't keep your gift. You have to give. You know, and it's the only way God can bless you the next day. And I'm not that much into God as much as my mom is.
Yeah.
I know he exists, and I don't pray as much as I should, but I'm just saying, like, he gave me this gift to heal people's mind, to become a better person. And I figured out that my dance healed a lot of people just by watching me. Felt like whoever, like, sometimes on the way to Montreal, I met a man, said, like, oh my God, I never asked for this ever in my life. I own one of the biggest restaurants in the UK, and I have a bunch of artists coming up, and I don't care about what people say or whatever, who they are, but you, I need a picture, because the day I was watching the video, you motivate me to build my restaurant better, to become a better person. I was like, whoa, restaurant? You're not a dancer? No. Just by watching the video, it speaks to me. I knew what to do after that. I was like, okay.
Yeah, listen, I watched some of your videos and I'm like, man, I can never do those moves, but I'm like, the girls love it. The dancing community is such a beautiful thing.
Come on. No, of course, the girl loves it.
I've seen you guys around. I'm like, yo, these guys are killing it. And you guys are, man, I want to ask you this as well. How does it feel like when you guys featured for, like, real celebrities like a Beyonce, a Missy Elliott? How do you, you and your brother, what's kind of the mentality when you guys are like, okay, Beyonce called us. She wants some choreography. Is this nervousness, or is like, yo, you guys got this? It just comes to you.
You know, since my younger age, I was famous without knowing. I was dancing online. I have no phones, no internet.
Yeah.
People was calling me twins all around the world without know. I was famous. I didn't know my value when I was young. I was just being there because I thought it was, I don't know, I thought I wanted, but people wanted me as much as I wanted.
Yeah.
And Beyonce has been following all my videos and watching me for 3 years, never know where I was because she thought I'm from New York City. But I'm a little boy from Paris. So I was trying
from to get
from
South France. Where is South France?
South says the hood, 995 to blood, uptown. That's just crazy. It's actually better because I make my city look better today. But Otherwise, just to say, Beyonce and Missy was looking for us for years. And when they find us, I had no pressure, bro. Like, they had everything they want. You have to understand, you're Beyonce, the top one best singer in the world.
Yeah.
You have the best lighting, the best camera, the best mic, the best stage manager. You want the best dancer in the world, obviously. This, for me, is obvious. It's not, like, surprising me. Michael Jackson wanted me on stage with him, watching my video every day. Michael himself.
Boy, what was that like when Michael hit you up? Walk me through that story. What was that like when Mike Jack, the late great Mike Jack, hit you up?
There's nothing come to me that I really believe till I see it. Like, nothing that I believe. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But no, I don't believe. You know, I'm always so negative when big they come in my life. But when it actually happened, I'm like, I'm just gonna do the best of me I ever did in my life. Mm-hmm. I want to be so much better than what people know about me. Like, when just a simple example, when I do dance battle, like, I go to dance battle, everybody, oh, is their twins? Oh, we know them already, what they're gonna do. Never. You never think and know what and think of what I'm gonna do, because I don't even know myself what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. You just freestyle. I love when you and your brother, you guys do the sequence where one of you guys will start and the other guy will kind of like l'enchaînement, and then it becomes like this poetry, like you guys are battling, but like there's this synchronicity between you guys. I love when you guys do pieces like that.
I don't control that. I don't. some you have to understand, when I dance against my brother. I don't care about the world. Yes. I dance against my brother. I want you to show him I'm the shit.
Oh, this is amazing, man. Yo, listen, your vibe definitely matches how you dance. Montreal, my city, I've been speaking with one half of the twins, Lohan Little Beast, this Friday at Restaurant Tuscalo, 1466 Crescent. They're going to do a beautiful party. Come out, hang out with them.
Yeah.
Tickets are available on Eventbrite. They might do a performance. We don't know. Now, Lohan, before I let you go, I got to ask you. I hear you're a Jim Carrey, Jackie Chan fan. What's your favorite Jim Carrey movie?
You know, I can't pick one, but I'm not gonna lie, the Ace Ventura and fucking The Mask is crazy, bro.
But better than Fun with Dick and Jane?
Oh my God. Oh my God. You got me fucked up right now. You got me fucked up. I can't. I'm a Jackie Chan fan, like, also with the move, because he doesn't have any stunts, man. Yeah, everything is he. What everything is his move, and it's what I do. For life is what I'm going to do. I respect those people. Wow, big time.
Okay, so before I close out here, you guys are known as dancers, choreographers, models, designers, creative directors, actors, entrepreneurs, musicians. What's next for the twins? I know you guys are always all over the world, but what's next for you and your brother?
We have a big project. We have a big project coming up. But I want to make sure all radio right now listen to me. My music is coming up. You guys gonna?
You're what? You got music coming? Stop.
If
it.
I play my music right now, you're gonna bug it.
You gotta send me a sample. I do the only urban morning show in the city, in the province. You gotta send me something, the twins. You gotta send me something.
I already have so many music out. You can see, check already on iTunes and everywhere else. You can already.
Okay. But you got all different styles. Coming.
I love to do every styles.
Oh man, the boy, the twins, man. I don't know if there's a genre of feel that you guys cannot excel on, but definitely dancing is your gift from God. I want to tell you thank you for taking time to sit down with the morning
detour. No problem. I have a question for you.
Oh, let me hear it.
Are you coming Friday night?
Listen, so Adam told me, y'all got something for me, so I'm going to pull up for sure. I got to come see the twins in person.
Welcome to my table. That's good.
I got to come check, because I seen you guys be here on the low, so I know you guys, anyways, we'll talk in person about these Montreal women, but thank you so much for being on the show. Montreal, my city, get your tickets to the Twin Show. I'm going to put the link up on our page, Detour514, this Friday, the Twin Show. Thank you.
And the workshop on the 25th.
Yeah. Please send me the link for that as well. I'll put it up there on our social media. Thank you so much, Aloha. This has been great. Sir.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Don't be surprising me like that. You know, beat me back again, beat me back again, beat me back again, beat me back again. You know, Tracy, honestly, never mind. You know, they wanted the drama. They wanted the fire. We outside. We going to see who prepared for the last 2 years. We're locked down in a pandemic. If you haven't dusted off your sneakers, your pants, this is Grand Prix weekend. This is that new Drake. This is the ultimate light skin of weekends. Golden State won last night. I know Jonas said Toronto wasn't even close. It was one and done, Joan. I told you already. Kawhi is not coming back. It's that new Drake. He's bigging up Quebec. You know how we do things. The more details, the man, number one. One show in the country. Let's go. Whipka coming up next. You know how we do things. On my neck.
The bracelet matches a set. My brother's name is Ting the Dollar. Stop all that back and forth over the net. My mama wish I would've went corporate. She wish I would've went exec. I still turn to a CEO, so the lifestyle she respect. Hey, two sprinters to Quebec. Cherie, ou et mon bec. They only giving niggas plus one, so I never pull up to the Met. Hey, two sprinters to Quebec. Cherie, ou et mon bec. They only giving niggas plus one, so I never pull up to the Met.
I know every chick in Montreal was like, we got all the kisses for Drake. We got all the kisses for Drake. You know, he went up there to do all the chef. So, you know, he was in the deep East, Tracy. Talk to them, Drizzy.
D-block, because you know how sticky it get. Hey. 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 She want me to play with that cat. Hey. She love how I'm making her wet. Hey. You know how sticky it get.
Oh, I got to pause it, man. You know Virgin ain't going to play this morning. You know, Beat ain't gonna pay this. They say they want to feature 80s and 90s music. CJD won't even flirt with this. And y'all don't believe there's a budget for hip-hop urban music? I'm the number one morning show in the country, man. This is why we play this. The Drake just dropped. It just dropped. We're already playing it. I want you to take notice. Montreal might say, you know how we do things. DJ Mike, bring me back in.
Hey, two sprinters to Quebec. Cherie, ou et mon bec. They only giving niggas plus one, so I never pull up to the Met. You know I gotta bring the set. You know I gotta bring the G block. You know I gotta bring the D block. Cause you know how sticky it get. Ay. 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 She want me to play with that cat. Ay. She love how I'm making her wet. Ay. You know how sticky it get. Ay. Hey yo, Eric, bring them girls to the stage. Cause somebody's getting paid. And free big slime out the cage. And shorty tried to play it cool, but now she wish she would've stayed. Cause every song that I made is ringing like I got engaged. I love my guys, I wouldn't trade. Ay, from the cradle to the grave. Ay, Gordo got me on a wave. Ay, and got me on a wave. Ay, couple hits, now you brave. What? You niggas better behave. What? All that pumping up your chest. What? All that talk about the best. What? You know how sticky it gets. Two of them, then it's a threesome. If she alone, you know she a freak one. If it's an escort, it's a police one. King of the hill, you know it's a steep one. If we together, you know it's a brief one. Back in the ocean, you go, it's a deep one. Forgave niggas and they feelings. Lucky for y'all, we don't do civilians. You say I changed, I say that I millions. I did. The toughest act that follows back on tour. Off-road, made back, Pyrex, trap. Virgil came back through the boy. Damn. Tell me niggas really had a back turn. Tell me I ain't talking my assistant. When I say niggas down to pack something for me, then they thought they had a track set for me. How you really think that went for me? Niggas gotta do a fact check for me. When everything is put to rest and everybody takes a breath and everything gets addressed, it's you alone with your regrets. All that pumping up your chest, all that talk about the best. You know how sticky it gets.
Like, we weren't supposed to come up with something this clean. You know, like something happened.
You know you were following me. Pray your whole squad plus three. You don't like to get told what to do, but you like it when I put you on a leash. You know you were following me.
Let it ride on the mighty.
Pray your whole squad plus three.
Tell him.
You don't like to get told what to do, but you like it when I put you on a leash. All fours for me. Mm. For me.
I'm about to sing like Tori on this one. Yeah. Me and CL's got the R&B album coming out November 5th. Strictly for lovers. Montreal, my city, 8:33 in the morning. You are locked into the best morning show. See, that's messed up. I've been telling Louise for a long time I need the 4-hour show. I think you guys are citizens. You guys need to start a petition. Two things, we need to be on satellite radio. Second thing, we need to go 4 hours, man. So much more fire this morning. Whipka's on now.
All right, all right. Good morning. Good morning, Joanne Cheyenne.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
We're great. We're doing great.
So we have the West Island Black Community Association with us. They had a bunch of events that happened past weekend, and they're celebrating their 40th birthday. I don't think y'all understand. We have a Black Community Association that's been around for 40 years now. So they're going to tell us about that. But first and foremost, can you tell me about your weekend? Because it was full of surprises, full of interesting stuff happening, going on. So do you want to tell us about it?
Okay, so Sion will start off what we did on Saturday.
Yeah, so good morning. Thanks for having us. I'm Sion. We had a crazy weekend. So this past weekend on the 11th, our young Black STEM kids had the robotics expo. These kids are so smart. They're programming, doing woodworking, all this amazing, amazing stuff. They're going to be taking us to Mars in the future.
Well, you know, me and RG done hired a couple of them already to work on this ship, but the Soka will stop once we get to Mars. There's no Soka on Mars. We ain't doing that.
This is a conversation to be had, Weezy. But yeah, the kids were in the, so it was an expo, sorry, what was it?
It was an expo.
Expo, okay.
Yeah, because they were working throughout the year, throughout the school year. They were learning all these skills from like the basics of how to build like the structure of a robot to like the actual programming and like 3D printing. So they showed us like each step over the weekend. It was really insane to see.
And what was the reason for WIPCA to go for a STEM expo? Because we know it's important, but like what is the ultimate goal with an expo like that?
So I mean, our whole organization really started with empowering the youth, and that was really the goal behind this. We're underrepresented in the STEM sphere as Black people, and we really wanted to show our children that you can do it. You deserve to be there as much as anybody else, and we want to give you the tools to be there.
Definitely, and expose the kids also to different type of professions, because I believe that like being underrepresented starts with the fact that sometimes they don't even know the information. They don't know it exists. They don't know that they have natural talents, natural skills to be in those fields. And it's not just one thing. It could be so many different things that you can do. So this is such a beautiful initiative. So that was on Saturday. What happened on Sunday?
Okay, on Sunday we had, actually on Sunday we went to a kneeling for Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I saw that in West Island.
So that was amazing, organized by Allison Saunders. And it was, we should not forget Black Lives Still Matters. So we appreciate Allison for making us remember that and having the kneeling. After that, we had our board or
general meeting
or AGM.
AGM.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's such an official title. You know what I mean? You know, Tracy, when you start messing with real community workers that start giving you all these pronouns, AGM, I feel like I'm going to a Donald Trump meeting. it's so official. It's like we're having our annual AGM. I feel like it's a place I need to be.
Yes. So we had our annual general meeting, and it was well attended. We had still had it on Zoom because a lot of people still are, you know, don't want to get out there. So we had it on Zoom, and we have some great dynamic new board members. We have Katrina Nurse, a lot of the Black community might know her. We have Afia Douglas joining the team, and T. Thomas. So we're quite excited to have these young, dynamic, strong Black women on our board.
It's definitely so. That means there's a lot that's that we should expect from you guys coming up.
Yes,
that's what I'm hearing. See, yeah.
I can't say her name properly. I'm just gonna give her a nickname. Sion is putting in the work.
That's how you say my name.
I feel like you are a smart car. Are you environmentally conscious as well?
100%. I don't have a smart car though, but yeah.
Your carbon footprint is lacking, my friend.
So. 40th birthday.
Yes.
You have your annual general meeting. What is going on? What is coming up?
Okay, so our 40th birthday is going to be celebrated on June 25th. And the details, Sion will give you the details.
June 25th, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Come out, Marcel Murray Community Center in Pierrefonds.
Who's making the fried chicken? Is it, yo, Joan's mom makes a crazy chicken winger.
Yes,
I've been to a lot of Wipka events. My eyes are watering. Yes, thinking
yes.
about
she does.
God is good. You know what, man? Shout out to all our black seniors, man. Yeah, man. They're a wealth of stories and good cooking. You know me, I only think about my belly, huh? That's how I move already. Who's doing the chicken wings, really? Seriously.
My mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
Save me, Tracy, a plate. Run the container.
Yeah, so besides food, it's going to be a black business pop-up. So we're going to be showcasing different black businesses. DJ Don Smooth's going to be there playing music.
Oh, the OG himself. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have awards, cake cutting, and the Montreal Steppers are going to be performing.
Okay.
So no way.
Okay. Well, you know, we got a surprise for you here at the Morning Detour. God, that way, we're kicking off the birthday celebration already. I didn't want to talk about it too early. But the Morning Detour, we're going to donate a basket from Panier Luke's LP to you guys for your anniversary. So you guys give to one of your citizens, one of your constituents,
part of the Wipka family.
So we're going to donate on behalf of the Morning Detour, myself, DJ Maddie, and the whole staff. So yeah, that's to you guys, because 40, I can't even count to 10 without getting tired. So I don't know how you guys get to 40. And it's black owned. You guys own your building. A lot of other organizations. Yeah. I ain't told no shade. It's just, you know how we do it, Morning Detour. We're a place of facts, not emotions. A lot of people don't own their stuff.
Yeah.
You guys own your building, and I mean, 40 years, you know, legacy is important.
Yes, it is.
Legacy.
It
really is. Shout out to Elizabeth, man. Elizabeth should be on all you guys' newsletter.
Oh, she's going to be there.
Oh, yeah, I love sitting on. Elizabeth is one of their long-standing constituents of the Wipka family, and yeah, she's a character.
Yes.
No, you met her.
Tracy
hosted a thing.
Yeah, two years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, she's met Elizabeth, so it's great stuff, man.
Shout out to EAW. Yeah. I'd like to give a few more shout outs because we're going to have amazing prizes.
Yes,
and
raffle.
We have some great sponsors. Big Will and Friends, they're donating a 40-inch TV.
Okay.
Oh. Smart TV.
Who's Big Will's friends? Big Will need to call the show. I keep seeing Big Will and Friends. Who are the friends? I think it's me, Sales, and Maddie. But let us know. Don't be putting us in ads and don't put us on.
Cliff. Can't forget Cliff.
Okay. I see you.
And we're going to have from Sharon Pilgrim's Philanthropy Foundation, they're donating a Fitbit and a spa day. Forever Aesthetics and Brows, they're donating a pedicure. Pimento Restaurant and DDO, they're donating a dinner for two. Guys, check them out on Hyman. The food is delicious and it's halal. It's really, really good.
In the West Island.
Yeah, on the West Island, and the barbecue fried chicken and the... Yeah. The salmon, amazing.
Fried chicken.
Yes,
it's so good. It's all halal too.
And dinner for two from Caribbean Curry House, the location in DDO. There's going to also be a mini photo session donated by Sharina Chantel Photography. A personal trainer, Burson Charles. He's going to get everyone in shape. So they're, he's giving out two prizes. And there's also going to be exercise clothes from F&F Fitwear. And,
Fiona? I forgot.
Fiona Fleming. Fiona goes too hard
in the gym. Fiona, I know Fiona. Don't Fiona cool out a little bit, man. I'm like, Fiona's in the gym again?
Yes, but you know what? Please, get her Fitwear, then you're going to look good going to the gym.
Listen, they should never let black people start designing clothes, huh? Because we're going to take Lulu. We're going to get Lulu the hell out of here. I'm telling you right now, Fiona's going to get Lulu the hell. You know, we got to book her for the show.
Once
again, tell you guys, I need 4 hours. I don't have enough time. I'm trying to squeeze the news somewhere here, but John, I'll let you continue.
Yes, and Wizzy just told us, the Morning Detour is donating a gift basket. So thank you. Thank you to all our sponsors, our supporters. We love you. And without you guys, we couldn't be here for 40 years.
Oh, my gosh. Without you guys, I don't know if we would have a leg to stand on, because 40 years is something to celebrate. I am so, so proud of you. So proud of the team and for the work that you've been doing, for being there and not giving up on doing the work for us. So of course, happy anniversary, happy 40th anniversary. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having
us.
But hold on, you guys just stick around. Let's do a little news real quick, and then I gotta do the birthday celebrations after that. let's do a little news. We'll squeeze it in somewhere this morning. Okay, so COVID-19 boarding flights and trains in Canada. So Seems like we're good to go. Seems like good to go here, Tracy and Wupka.
Finally.
So starting June 20th, vaccinations will no longer be required to board a plane or train in Canada. So it's still kind of mixy for the international flights. But yes, you could go to Vancouver and get some of the good weed and things going on. We can talk about weed on the show, right? It's free, right? I don't know. I've been to Vancouver. The weed is so good in Vancouver that when I go, I don't want to smoke weed in Vancouver. Because when you go smoke, yeah, I was there one time. I was like, God damn, you don't want to do nothing. And you're there for a certain amount of time, so it's crazy. So thank God they finally lifted the vaccination passport. Now I feel like now I have a wasted passport in my phone sales. Now, at what point, for those of us that have the app, at what point do I delete the app?
You don't, actually. You never know.
I want to delete the app. This is real important. I wish we had more time, but I'll digress on this next week. But Montreal Youth Protection are scrambling to meet high demand with severe staffing shortages. So the whole long and short, we don't have enough people that are trained professionals to help the youth that are in need. And with the advent of pandemic, there's a higher rise in kids that are having all kind of mental illness and all kinds of issues, but we don't have enough people to service them. But we're spending a lot of money on language.
Priorities.
What about the kids? Tracy, what about the kids, Tracy?
We have a certain set of priorities here in Quebec, and you know the language is first and foremost.
Language above people.
Yeah.
This is what we're becoming.
Language and the roads.
See, me and Tracy want to start. We're going to get on Tourisme Montréal. We're going to rename everything. Because, you know, Quebec is all about knowing your deep, dark secrets. Speaking about kids, prenatal COVID exposure. You know there's going to be some of this, Tracy. So there might be some effects for babies' motor skills, speech, study fines. I guess only time will tell. For those parents that had kids during COVID and had COVID and had subsequently had COVID, they say the kids might have some neurological effects. God damn.
This is crazy.
It's not looking good, Joan. Not looking good, Joan. Because already, I don't know if you listen to the show, I've been saying for a long time, people should have to take a test now to have babies. Because if you're a waist gal, because my mom's calling me, if you're a waist gal and your man's a waist and you have a youth, you're perpetuating the history and legacy of waist. Because a waste person cannot inform a functional kid in society. It don't make sense to me. No. You can't have the kid until you pass the test. What you can't have the kid. Like, he had to pass the test to have the kid, so you can't have the kid. So that's really sad. But I guess in time we'll tell the lasting effects of COVID-19 for those parents that had kids during the pandemic. So a friend of the show, he's been on the show a couple times, racial profiling expert, quits Montreal job with police and joins the anti-racism group. Yo, Joel de Belfort is getting everybody on his team. He's got Svetlana now, he's getting Babineau. Joel is recruiting everybody over there. Yeah, shout out to the Red Coalition. So after a year of trying to combat racial profiling and systemic racism in Montreal police force, Alain Babineau is moving on a new role with an organization that vows to hold authorities' feet to the fire on the issue. See, the RCMP thought they had Babineau in a box. They said, okay, we have him over here, man. He's a black guy. He's been a part of the system with us. He's a representative face. Babineau said, listen, man, there's a whole bunch of long talk going on. I ain't gonna read y'all the article. It's a whole bunch of long talk going on. He goes on to say the policing culture is very resistant to change. Say you not. Say, Wipka, how you feel about that? The police culture is very resistant to change, and the union, in my opinion, is not helping. So at some point, I have to look at what's to be accomplished, he said. And this is Babineau, a retired RCMP officer and McGill Law graduate. Mm. So now, you know, not only was he in the police, but he's a McGill Law graduate. McGill is a very hard school. I got my project management degree from McGill. They do not play. I'm like, oh, okay, you guys do not want to give away these diplomas. I see you. Good news. Well, I don't think it's good news, but they're trying to frame it that way. Gas prices in Montreal should drop further on June 15, which is like 2 days ago. So the price of gas... No, it did drop. So the price of gas in Montreal has reached dizzying heights. I never thought national news would write dizzying heights over the past month, but they may break in sight. Motorists can save money at the pump on June 15 when fuel costs are expected to drop to the lowest rate they've been in the last 10 days. Price monitoring site Gas Wizard forecasts that gasoline will go down to 216.9. This is not good news to me. You know what good news to me is? 130.
Yes.
I think 130 is a good number. But I told you guys, we've been in a pandemic for 2 years. These major oil corporations didn't make no money. And let's be honest, the war in Ukraine is affecting us because Russia remains one of the biggest oil producers in the world, but many countries refuse to purchase Kremlin product due to the conflict in Ukraine. Now, listen, I get it. I get it. Now, this take might be a little bit unpopular. I get it. the shit that's going on in Ukraine is messed up, but there's a lot of stuff going on in Africa that you guys don't post. I do think it's kind of messed up. I go to the gas station, I see donate to Ukraine on the screen. I never saw that for Africa, but that's neither here or there. But at what point are we going to go? I understand you guys want to get the Kremlin oil, but how far are we going to push this gas thing? Are you know what I mean? How far are we going to stand with Ukraine on this? Like, for real. Are we going to wait till gas gets to 3.0?
That's crazy.
Like, I have a delivery company. This is killing me. Maddie's like, yeah. I don't know why you should. Yeah, you do events. There's going to be no speaker at no festival, no Jamaica Day, no jump up. Like, how far are we going to go? So I want to ask you, ladies, real quick, because you guys are smart. You guys are much smarter than me. Now, should we not get the oil from the Kremlin because we want to stand with the Ukraine and let everybody else suffer with these high gas prices? Or at one point, like, you know what? 2.40 is our line. That's our line.
There's so many different factors that we don't have time to delve into, but I think that it's definitely a political conversation. Well, a political situation. We already know it's not what it seems to be. There's so much history behind this this war, this what is currently a war. So it's really we're only suffering from decisions and power moves from you know, people higher up. Like, we have literally no say in what's happening. So if it was to me, I'd be living on Mar Africa.
Yeah, Mar Africa. That's our black continent on Mars. They're terraforming it right now. Now, real quick, great segue. China says it may have detected signal from alien civilization. We're getting more and more of these, John. You know, a couple weeks ago, I talked about the little hole in the wall they found in the hills in Mars. They don't know what it is. We've talked about previously about these holes in our entire Antarctica or whatever that goes down. They think it's going to like multiple dimensions. I think China's onto something here, Tracy. Mm-hmm. So China's science ministry says they've picked up signals on one of their telescopes, and that could be signs of an alien civilization. Now, I'm so curious to see how the aliens are moving. I mean, what does a rap look like in alien culture?
Oh, gosh.
So the scientists at Beijing Normal University say that the signals were identified earlier this year on the country's giant sky-eye telescope and have called the signals suspicious. Mm-hmm. I need to know more, Tracy. I don't like all the play on words in the media. Is it an alien signal or not? Well, what does suspicious mean? Me and Rick are going to investigate. Me and Rick are going to be like the first two hip-hop guys on Mars. We're going to shut the whole game down. Okay, ladies, while I still have you guys here, I have a lot of announcements. There's a lot of parties going on. So this is the rundown. So July 1st is my pre-birthday special. We're going to do that. I must be an issue. We're going for 4 hours. Mm. Shout out to Jazz Monk that does the show at 9 o'clock. He gave up his 2 hours.
Oh, ooh,
nice.
Now, I wanna do a couple disclaimers for the first. We are not going to do any news on the first. We are not going to cover no issues. We are not going to debate anything that's moving. We're only going to play hot fire music from DJ Manny. And I'm going to talk trash. I'm going to get some of the top ladies in broadcasting to come up here. They're going to roast me. They're going to take over at some point. So we have the Tracy Pauls, the Tatas, the Porsches, the Svetlanas. It's going to be crazy. Now, no one's ever had that much powerful black woman on one show before, but we're going to do it on the first. It's Canada Day. You're not working. If you guys want to come down to DG Kicks, 6714 Fielding, we're going to have juice. Try thing is coming. Whipka, if you guys want to pull up, we're going to have food and stuff as well. It's going to be extravagant. I'm going to shut the city down on July 1st. You know, Tracy, I tell people a joke. I said, the content I do on Detour, that's my free version. That's my free. CKT don't pay us. We do this for the community. That's my free version. I'm going to give you guys a taste of the paid one on the first. Ooh. I'm going to give you a taste of the paid one. We're going to do like a semi-quasi tiny desk. The intros are going to be crazy. But on the second is my 36th birthday. And you know, I say, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm half Grenadian. I want Whipka to come as well. We're going to go to the Greens and fully endorse family. We're going to go to the pop party. It's a day party. Paint, oil, and powder. Don't wear your nice clothes to this one. It's going to get mixy. So that's going to be at $3.95 Saint-Jacques. I'm actually going to give away 2 tickets. You know we're doing the adult spelling bee. That's the only game I play now, Sion. Mm-hmm. It's the adult spelling bee. I'm not trying to make fun of black people. I'm not trying to say we can't spell. I just think it's a funny thing. RG came up with it. Not even my idea. I think it's funny to make people call in and make them spell stuff.
Yeah.
Anybody's doing that. But on the second, if you haven't gotten your ticket for pop, paint, oil, and powder, shout out to my boy, the big Ross, the big man himself, Ross Power, doing that event. It's going to be out there in the parking lot by Green. So it'll be inside and outside. It's my birthday celebration. We're going down. I'm gonna get paint filled. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get paint. I'm gonna be there with my Grenadian bandana. I'm gonna have my whistle and my bell. Maddie's doing the setup. Maddie's gonna be playing. There's a slew of DJs as well. So that's on July 2nd. Please get your ticket for that, man. That's pop. That's paint, oil, and powder. Now people tell me it's jump up that day. I don't know who's going. Who's really going to Jean Chapeau?
We need to make it hot again. Like we need to make jump. But anyways, that's my take.
Where you? Yeah. What you know? I mean, you know, yeah. We have a little bit here, so I'll go here with it. Were you outside, Tracy, when Jump Up ended at René Lévesque by Palais de Justice? You remember that?
No, I was too young.
Oh, you went outside. I don't want to put your age out there. I want to put you out there. Jump Up used to go down René Lévesque.
Yes, I remember that.
And it's let me tell you a little more. And it's the end of Palais de Concord. In the park there, you used to buy your patty. Didn't the patty taste a little bit better sales at Jamaica Day and at Jump
yes.
Up? I feel like the
yes.
vendors, they used the best meat. They had the best doubles. It used to end at René Lévesque by Palais de Concord. That was the best vibe. And of course, you know, us black people doing what black people do. Some of us mess it up. You know, every group has bad apples. Some people, you know, start shooting up the thing. But the best vibe was when we came down René Lévesque and we ended up by Palais de Concord. You know how this is the big park? Mm-hmm. Vendors were set up. It was fine. Mm-hmm. You know, Jump Up in Jamaica Day used to be a time for us to wear our best outfit and show off and stunt. You see that girl that dumped you a couple while ago? You know, you saved your best outfit for Jamaica Day and Jump Up. Nobody wants to talk about it. I have a couple documentaries for Henry Pardo. Don't boy. Oh, my beard is itching me, man. I need to get that oil. But I'm going to send you Man Spa on Monday, so I'm good. I'm getting my facial right. Before I forget, next Sunday is the Rhythm and Brunch. Mm. A little bit of music.
Yes.
A little bit of food. They got waffle and chicken. That's going on. So that link for that's in my Eventbrite. Shout out to 9208 Agency. Mardo Shea is going to kill me if I don't say this. Shout out to all the fathers out there. Maddie father. Maddie, can I get the instrumental, Maddie? Jesus Christ. This guy's going, let me get you some more Ray. So this week, June 13th to June 19th, was the 10th edition of the Semaine Québécoise de la Paternité. We're supposed to be celebrating fathers this week, as it is Father's Day on Friday.
True.
So shout out to my Haitian father, Wilfried. Wilfried Edmond. Big up, Wilfried. I know my mom is going to call me now. Black woman scorn, I tell you, it's the worst thing in life. But this week was the week celebrating fathers across the nation. So the campaign was called Hey Dad, Do You Need Help? I need many help. Mm-hmm. I struggle daily, day in and out, if I'm going to have kids myself. As I approach 36 in 2 weeks, I don't know if we're going to go. Chasey smiling at me like, yeah, it's going to happen. I don't know, man. It seems like a lot of work. One of my new issues with having a kid is that if your kid messed up. Okay, Joan, you have a kid.
I have two.
I have two. Mm-hmm. You have two beautiful daughters, right?
Yes.
Correct. As a parent, you could try your best. Like, we got like 4 minutes. I'm going to get it in. As a parent, you can try your best to raise your kid as best as you want. You got to try to instill on them the best values and morals and stuff like that. And your kid could still grow up and be an asshole. That's a fact, right?
Right, but I got lucky.
Okay, so boom. You instill all these things in your kid, things are going well. Now, even though your kid's an adult, no longer lives in your house, as a parent, I was told, I don't have kids, I don't know how it feels, but I was told, as a parent, you still feel responsible for your kids. So if your kid messes up, if they get into legal problems, if they go into depression, if they become a drug addict, you as a parent, you still want to be there for your kid.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of work for me.
It's all gonna work for you.
Draw the line.
I only have love for one kid. It won't be kids. I've dated girls that wanted 6 kids. I'm like, I'm good. I don't have love for more than one kid.
That's what you say now. But when the kid comes, the love.
I'm
comes.
A grumpy person. I get annoyed very easy. You have to know yourself. And Regine Kwaku, my therapist, she tells me I'm not emotionally humble. I'm just not that guy. I'm just not that guy. I have love for one kid. I'm telling you, if we have two kids, I am going to favor one.
Oh, and, my gosh.
And then what? I'm going to pay therapy for the other one? I hate my father. He always favored this one. I only have love for one kid, and it's kind of messed up.
This guy.
Shout out to my goddaughter, Nyla. She says I don't shout out enough. And I got my new godson, Ezekiel. He got thick legs. You know, he's like bobbing his head. Like, nigga, you got like a double chin. Like, we ain't getting rid of double chin, Ezekiel. He's there bobbing his head. He got 14. He think he's somebody. But I only have love for one kid, and that's kind of. But I've been thinking about it. I'm getting old. I know. Women's like, oh, you men, you guys have babies all the time. That is true. Men can have babies anytime. But what you guys don't talk about is that means I'm gonna have it with a young chick. And these young chicks are a little bit wild for me. I can't really do the young chick thing. You know, I'm big on conversation. The young chick thing I can't really do. So I don't know, man. Because it's not happening in the next 2 years. It seems like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but it's worth it. It's rewarding.
Quick joke before I let it go. So you have a kid, right? So the first 4 or 5 years, they can't even talk. They can't even associate. I can't even have a meaningful conversation with you. And then from 7 to 11, they're like super inquisitive. They want to ask me beer questions. They ask me beer questions. Even if I give you the answer, you can't even comprehend what the hell I'm telling you. Boom. Now they become teenagers, 11 to 18. You're like, now you hate me. So I done spent all this money on you. Hold on. Hit me out. I got 40 seconds. I done spent all this money on you leading up to you becoming a teenager. Now you hate me? Now you want to rebel? Now they're in their 20s. Now you think you're somebody. Now you think you're young. Now you know more than me. It's a vicious cycle being a parent. Montreal, my city, thank you so much. The last two have been amazing. God. Make sure you come out and support WIPCO on June 25th, their 40th anniversary. I want to send you many, many, many followers. And July 1st, we're doing our big special, my birthday special. I Must Be an Issue. On the second one, new pop party, paint, oil, and powder. Shout out to my big homie, Ross Potter. Things are going down. DJ Maddie, we appreciate you. It's been a great one. We outside tonight, the twins. I think I'm going to my first industry party. I don't know how that's going to go. Tune into my story.
Keep us posted.
W Moon Chaser, keep it locked. Tracy, we have you back here next week. We want Tracy every Friday.
My radio stuck on CKUT. Nah, fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the word.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hi, this is Joe McPhee. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Muck.